B104.3. Good morning. This is Morning Go, and I promised yesterday that we would get a chance to chat with Jane Seymour. Yes, that Jane Seymour. Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, and Somewhere in Time, all those movies that you've seen. You know her. You love her. She has a beautiful accent, by the way. I can't wait to talk to her on the phone. So the movie that she has coming out is called Ruby's Choice, and here's a clip.
Keeps talking about your father like he's still alive.
She's not losing it, but I might if you don't stop.
So why don't we try telling her the truth?
I'm going to tell you three things. Memory test? Oh, no, that's silly. Nothing wrong with my memory.
We can't leave her on her own.
Well, what happened?
Oh, she's lucky to be alive.
I want to look after my mum.
Well, it looks like Nana might be staying for a while, so... It
looks like you ought to be practically dead before you get any assistance.
What we need right now is someone to come and look after her while I'm at work.
Oh, you can't do this.
It's for her own good. This is my decision.
Yeah, but didn't I do a good enough job looking after her?
Yes, darling, of course you did.
Excuse me. Can I be part of this conversation?
It's Ruby's choice.
It's Ruby's choice?
Ruby's Choice is available for streaming on demand now. So I'm just waiting for the phone to ring and, oh, I see it lighting up. So let's go to the phones and get to talk to Jane Seymour. B104, this is Audra.
Hey, Audra, it's Bill at Premiere. We have Jane Seymour for you.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, it is so lovely to hear from you. I'll get my fangirl out of the way. Been a big fan since Somewhere in Time. And absolutely taken with this role of Ruby's Choice. When you were presented with the script, how did you prep for this role? Ruby's Choice is such a deep and intense issue.
First of all, two of my uncles died of Alzheimer's, one of whom was a professor. So, you know, the whole idea of doing crossword puzzles, this man was like a world-famous professor. So I've seen it close at hand. I'd also made the documentary with Glenn Campbell called I'll Be Me. And so I spent at least two or more years with him watching it. And I put myself in Ruby because it was so well written. It was written by a man who's been working in this field for 30 years. So he knew what he was writing about. And it was really easy to play in a funny way because Ruby is only in the present tense or the past. I mean, not in the present tense. She's only in the past. So she remembers when she was 20 as if it was just happening. So she keeps diving back into memories. And, you know, her biggest issue is she can't relate to the present because the present is, she can't reach it. And so it was a really wonderful, wonderful role to play because she's woman, she's 20, then she's 40, then she's, you know, 10 years ago, whatever it is. And the thing that brings her back into the present to whatever degree is when she hears music of that time and she'll start dancing or she'll start painting or she'll see something that brings back a memory. But she lives in the past and therefore she also inadvertently in this film really connects the family that are trying to help her with dealing with issues that they can't talk about, won't talk about, or don't know about. And that's the beauty of this movie. It's way more than, oh my gosh, isn't it sad someone has dementia, this is tragic. It's way more than that. And that's why I think it's a wonderful movie. I fell in love with the script and said, yes, I got to do this.
Well, it's available for streaming now, streaming on demand, and I'm very excited to see it because I have to be honest, my mother has dementia and is in a memory care unit, as many people are experiencing these types of situations. And have you had a lot of positive response? It's been nominated for some awards, but I also know the director has said it's a very personal issue for him as well.
Yes, very much so. He had a family member dealing with that, the matriarch of his family. It's why he made it. And it won lots of awards in Australia. This is literally today's the first time that anyone in America is going to have a chance to see it. So, you know, I don't know if you win awards from video on demand, but the greatest award for me would be that I get feedback through my Instagram and Facebook from people that have watched it, and you know, I'd love to know how they feel about it. You know, whether it touched them or helped them in some way. It is an incredibly important subject, because one in two of us will have it before, if we reach 70. And a lot of people have early dementia too. And really, you know, the nursing homes and the memory care units, people who run those have watched it and gone, oh my gosh, this is the film that everyone that works here needs to see. They, in fact, Tim Mallard, a friend of mine who runs Forefront Living in Dallas, he said this is mandatory viewing for anyone that works here. So I'm kind of excited that people will see this and that they'll be able to watch it again and again. They'll be able to share it with people they know who are going through this journey, whether it's, you know, a parent or a caregiver or whatever it is. And it's also just in its own right, just a beautiful movie.
Well, and you have children. You have four children, right? Are these conversations something that you've had? Have they seen the film yet?
They have. And it's very frightening for them because, you know, that's me with dementia.
Right.
I've actually done two films playing that. And the other one is a short that just came out called I'll Be Me. And they're quite different, but the same wig. That wig is my lucky wig. I wore it in Kaminsky as well. So, you know, when in doubt, put the gray wig on and off I go and play a new character. But, yes, I think it is, very telling for them and quite difficult for them to watch because this is mom. And in the case of my grandchildren, this is grandma, but it's a very kind movie because it really helps people who love somebody that they are losing to dementia and Alzheimer's. It really helps them know what they can do rather than what they can't do. It's funny too.
It looks amazing. I think the young lady who plays your granddaughter, Coco Jack-Gillies, she does a wonderful job of interacting with you. Are you seeing, you know, people her age coming up and saying, I loved this, or commenting on your Instagram, I want to be able to have these conversations when I'm you know, in this situation?
Well, you know, I'm hoping for that. Coco Jack's a phenomenal actress, and she was amazing how she played that role. We've continued to be great friends. I know that when I've been in the theater, I was in the theater last week, where it was showing, nobody left, and there was not a dry eye in the house, and including me. I cry every time I watch it. But people also laughing out loud, and then they lined up, and every one of them confided to me the journey that they're on dealing with this. And how watching the film had impacted them so positively that they now felt a new kind of spring in their step as to how they were going to deal with their lives and the lives of people that they knew who were suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's.
Well, as one of those people, thank you so much for taking this role on. It means a lot to those of us with parents with dementia and your fans in particular. So we appreciate you chatting with us today. Jane Seymour, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Jane Seymour on Morning Go. Who would have thought it? But I promised you yesterday, and if you want to listen back to this interview, I will post it up on Coffee with Kane on our Apple Podcast and Spotify streaming. So you can go find the links for those on my blog. Again, big thank you to Jane Seymour for chatting with us. Ruby's Choice is the film, and you can actually watch it now. It is streaming on demand. We'll be back. More music on the way, plus a check of your weather here on B104.3. Good morning.